Yesterday we left off with talking about various different psulim for schach. So you mentioned one of the psulim for schach is something which is a makabel tuma. So the Gemara discusses at length something which has to do with the issue of what different types of things are makabel tuma. One of the things which is makabel tuma is a mat, even though it's flat. And we said that klegeitz, when it's posher, when it's flat, is not makabel tuma. But if it's made for shkiva, it's made for lying on, so that is makabel tuma. So a mat which is made for the purpose of lying on is makabel tuma. So I make a mat out of some type of a plate together, bamboo or something of that sort, and make a mat out of it. Now I want to use it for my schach. I have a problem, and maybe it's made for shkiva. So the Gemara gets involved in the different scenarios of mats, whether there's a concern that they were made for shkiva or not. In general, we're not grappling with that issue nowadays in the common sense. This is when the question comes to sukkah mats, most of the scenarios which you're talking about over there are not an issue. There is some who argue that in the countries where they're being made in the Southeast Asia, etc., these countries, they still are using mats for the purpose of lying upon. And you should have to make sure that they're not doing it with that purpose. And, for example, they part of their hashgacha that they're giving on their mats is that they're guaranteeing that they are not made for shkiva purposes. That the factory which is doing it vividly for the purpose of sukkah mats and not for the purpose of for shkiva. So that is a potential concern. Let's say you take that concern off the table, and that's not what we're worried about. Are there any other concerns with using sukkah mats? So one question with some person can bring. We mentioned yesterday something called Gzeiras Tikra, taking something which is made for binyan purposes, it's made for building, and using it, because even though it's not makabel tuma, but since it looks like you're doing it for a tikra, it looks like you're building a house, it doesn't look like a sukkah, which has to be something which is a roi, it's going to be problematic. So we're supposed to say the shear the Gemara gives us a board which is four tefachim wide. Let's say I take two boards which are two tefachim wide each, and I connect them. Is that the same din? So I'm going to say yes. So now the question was, if I do that, the mat obviously is much larger than four tefachim wide. The response of most people is that's not an issue, that itself is a machlokes. And over here, it's clearly flimsy enough, etc., that it wasn't made for the purposes of building, since the gzeiras tikra would not apply to it. So it's not an issue. So we've taken the issue of shkiva potentially off the table. Usually in America, they're not made for that purpose. They're made in places where there is such a concern. Some are concerned about it, and they try and give a hashkach on that. So that's not a concern. And the issue of Gzeiras Tikra doesn't apply. Are there potentially any other issues which would apply to the issue of using mats and how to use them properly? And we'll go through those details, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good morning.